Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM, Michigan Talk Network, and of course, streaming live all over the planet. And thank you for that. And for all the podcasters out there, we appreciate you carrying us around in your pocket while you're at work or whatever you're doing, listening to pods. So on the grilling line right now, we've got my dear friend, young Andrew, Chef Andy from Four Chefs. And how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on the show again.
Of course. Well, it's too easy because, like I've just known you for so long, I think I always know what you're going to say, but I'm curious what you're up to in the next few weeks and what that catering world in your part, you're kind of a Caledonia catering guy. I mean, at least that's where you're posted. I know you do a lot on the lakeshore, but, what is cooking in your world?
So we have, we have a catering this weekend tomorrow for a celebration of life up in Rockford. We have a barbecue theme. I don't know if you know anything about barbecue over there, but we have a shredded beef sandwich going, and then a potato salad, a fresh fruit tray, and then we have a couple other appetizers, and we are going up there for a couple hours and having a celebration of life. And then we have like a Reuben slider going out for tonight. We take the corned beef and then we slow roast it and then have it to about 200 degrees, take it off the grill or in the oven, and then we shred it and then we put it on a little slider bun. I like to use a sweet Hawaiian roll for this.
Yeah, those are great. Do you toast those at all?
Sweet Hawaiian roll.
Yeah, do you toast those at all?
Oh, I do. With today we'll use an Irish butter to give it a little bit more creaminess to the more to the bun itself and add more flavor to the corned beef as well.
You know, when I was stationed in Hawaii, that was a local thing, those King Hawaiian rolls.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
When I lived out in Hawaii, they had purple ones. So they actually used the sweet potato that is purple from Molokai.
Right.
And it was amazing flavor.
I thought you were going to say poi.
No. Really?
No.
They're purple? They're a purple bunch?
They are literally purple. It's a purple sweet potato.
Well, how come we haven't had that in the States like we do King Rolls now? That sounds really, really good.
We need to bring it over here. It was the most amazing flavor.
They have limited production ability, I'm sure. That's not a, where are they from, Molokai?
Yeah.
That's a small island.
Sweet potato that's actually purple.
Did you go to Molokai when you were there?
I did not.
I just stayed
on Maui. I wish I went to the other Hawaiian islands, but I just stayed on Maui just because working all the time was working 80-hour weeks and didn't really have time to travel, which is unfortunate, but I'll make it back over there sometime soon.
Well, being an Air Force guy, we all flew, right? Even though I was just enlisted. But I used to rent a little Grumman and fly over to Maui all the time. Loved me some Maui, and we would actually dive the whales on the way over and just dive down and watch the whales rising up. It was just
beautiful incredible piece
of water in between those two islands.
All right. I want to hear those two words again. Reuben slider. I never heard those two words together. And now we talked a little bit before about, the sauerkraut and making sure it's drained and all that kind of stuff. Do you have a secret for that?
I actually kind of make my own sauerkraut, like a quirky version of it. So I take a green cabbage and then ferment it with a little vinegar for a couple days. And then I take that, drain it, and then I add my, like, a little coleslaw to it. So I take mayo and then apple cider vinegar. I just like the flavor, apple cider vinegar, salt, some pepper, garlic. And then I throw in a little purple cabbage to give a little crunch and a little different color. And then I take the shredded shredded corned beef, put it the slaw on top, and then I make a whiskey glaze. I'm part Irish, so I like to take a shot of it to make sure it's good, and then I'll cook with it. So So I just got to make sure that it's a good quality and everything like that. So what I do is I take a whiskey and reduce it a little bit on the stovetop, and then to make it like more like au sec is what it's called. It's more like a thick syrup, and then I drizzle that on top, and then enjoy the slider.
So back to the making of sauerkraut. If you were to actually make sauerkraut out of cabbage, like a quick home version of it, how many days would that take?
It takes about 10 to 14 days.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You leave it out at room temperature.
Right. That's
I made
kinda
a little
cool.
bit of it at Aquinas when I worked over there a couple of years ago, and it turned out really good.
Was it just vinegar?
Yeah, I did just vinegar and just let it, and then wrap in saran wrap and put it in a container.
Yeah, because it wants to gas off quite a bit. So you probably want to put it somewhere where you can handle it.
Yep.
So what else do you have? What else is going on in your world? You did a celebration of life, and Conrad and I were talking about how I'm picking up more and more funerals or celebrations of life, depending on the how they're doing it. But it's nice to serve people that have been grieving some good food, because they seem so much more appreciative than just your average
party goer. I'm seeing funerals and celebration of life to become more popular now for like more higher end food items. They don't want like the ham and cheese sandwiches or meatballs and stuff like that. They're looking for a little bit more now, just to reflect on the individual's life and have a kind of a party in a way, and see it as a joy time instead of a sad.
We're working on an event right now with a sommelier in Muskegon. We're going to do a big event in August over on the lake shore, and that's of course always fun. I don't think Jethro can do us live over there, but we'll certainly have the grills and smokers out and cause a big ruckus. And Muskegon is just coming alive so much in the summertime that we're looking forward to doing that. I'm just finishing up the details so we can announce that. But yeah, still time to book some graduation parties if you haven't yet, either with Four Chefs or the Grilling Guys, depending if you want barbecue or if you want some more traditional foods or whatever. But we're all open to that. Any parting thoughts for you?
Yeah,
Andy,
we got about 2 minutes left, and I want to hear what's on the menu this weekend. What do you got coming our way?
So for the celebration of life, we have the barbecue, pulled beef sandwiches, potato salad, fruit tray, mac and cheese, and then on my delivery menu next week, we have like a veg-centric. We're going that more trend now for springtime, because everyone wants to get in their bathing suit or bikini. So we take out the carbs and we add more vegetables to our cooking, and then put more protein on top. So we have a veg-centric of it's an egg roll in a bowl. So we use pork this time. So we have cabbage in there. We have some potatoes, peppers, onions. We use a lot of flavor, fresh thyme, fresh rosemary in that cooking method. We roast those. And then we shred the pork and go on top, and then we have a nice honey soy glaze to go on top of that. And then we have like a nice light quiche on the menu. We have a Cobb salad as well. Another item we have on there is a mac and cheese with a buffalo pulled chicken. So we make our homemade mac and cheese, and then on the side we have a cooked shredded chicken breast, and then we toss it in buffalo sauce and top it with blue cheese.
Well, we're out of time. Chef Andy, Four Chefs, thanks so much for joining us. And, of course, it's always great to just catch up with you, and I'm looking forward to next time we get to meet.
Thank you again for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Wow. Reuben Sliders, though, Andy, you got me there. You grabbed me by the throat, and that got my full attention. I appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a nice whiskey that we've reduced and put it on top. You got to try it.
Wow. I've reduced a little whiskey myself. All right, buddy.
I know. It warms you up, too, on this rainy day.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy.
See ya.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. More from the Grilling Guys. Guest Conrad in with Barbecue Bob on many of these same stations.